Very good. Very
Man,
good.
the hotel room, you guys are basically, you. Whew.
I was just about to ask you.
You have no idea what's been going on in here.
I can tell. I walked in. When I walked in here, I went, Jesus, I got like hit with an overwhelming afterglow.
Just imagine what I've been doing.
I walked into absolute sexual aftermath.
Just a pig face into butt. Just
you're suckling, dude. You're suckling at the trough, dude. You have her lay horizontal and just get up in the trough, yeah. Dude.
I come running. I run from there. I get in the bathroom and get naked. And she lays down and goes, dinner time. Sweet. And I go, beep, beep, beep. And I run out.
Dude, you should get into pig play. It is Pride
pig
Month.
Pig play is nuts.
It is Pride Month, dude.
Yeah, the boys were out yesterday.
I saw. They're here.
They're kicking around.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
They were having fun.
Yeah, dude. Very prideful week.
Yeah.
My dad threw a vicious PA towards you.
Towards me?
Yeah, on the way down. He's like, how's Shane doing? I was like, oh, he's been here all weekend. He goes, yeah. What's he doing? I was like, dude, that's a Pete. No, he's doing.
He's
comedy.
Trying to say it was Pride Week. I was here all weekend. So what?
It's no big deal. He might have been complimenting you. He might be like, I'm pumped for Shane.
He knew,
dude. He's so it fucks him up, man. He's not mad.
Pride.
He's not pissed about it, but he's like worried about the traffic. He's like, I'm coming down early. I'm not getting caught up in that. All that. That's what he called it, gay traffic.
It is. Yeah.
It's a gay traffic.
And down here, Rittenhouse is...
Oh, it's crazy.
There's a lot of gay foot traffic.
Dude, someone fucking sucked my hat right off my head.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those guys, too. They're kicking around, too.
I don't know if he thought... I was trying to figure that out. It was a homeless black man, and I was like, is he thinking... I don't know if I look straight or gay in my outfit.
We look fucking weird.
I have a very colored bathing suit on. So I think he hate crying me as a gay guy.
Yeah.
I think he thought I was a gay guy.
You and Sean together.
I was trying to keep my distance Sean's from Sean. He's got a fucking
Sean's
mustache.
Sean's got the mustache. You've got a Bender's mustache.
He does.
Yeah.
Spaghetti Bender.
So I was worried. I wanted to social distance Sean so people didn't think we were gay. I was trying to keep 6 feet the whole time. I'm like, dude, not right now. We're outside of a hotel. We're two dudes. I don't want to steal gay valor and have people think like we're up here. I'm about to fucking dig Sean out.
Yeah. You're about to go upstairs and
dude, that's the dream. 36-year-old man linking up with a, what are you, 24-year-old boy?
25.
You're 25? Yeah. You better hurry up.
A
get more
me.
Famous. 25 is the clock's ticking, dude.
Yeah, that's like sensation stuff. Yeah. Past that, 30s like.
30s sucks.
Go to AC. Fucking.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, the Bees has been wilding out this weekend. It's been a fun weekend.
Yeah.
The Akaman, dude, he's MIA. I don't even talk to him anymore. We go on the road. He's just.
Really?
He's his own man.
Really?
He goes and he's up to things. What'd you say?
I said he's a Ronin.
He is.
He's an adult dater.
He is an adult dating
he's
man.
He's an adult dater.
He dates. He goes out. He gets on boats constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he get on any not this
on
weekend?
Boat. Yeah, I think he's
Stop.
On a boat. I think he's on a boat right now.
What?
Yeah.
He looked, not, dude, not I right saw now, him from yesterday. Across. I could tell he was hungover from across the street. He looked like a puffer fish, dude. I saw him from across the street. Fucking.
He's, It's also the same thing, like, whenever we go on a weekend, it's like, all right, Thursday night, take it easy
take
on the first
easy.
Night.
Take it easy.
Don't get fucked up.
Yeah.
Of course, I got here Wednesday night and got blacked out before it even started.
You're supposed to take it easy on Thursday, though. So
I was supposed to take it easy on Thursday.
Technically stuck to the plan.
No, I was bad. I was hungover for every show.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Although Thursday, I think I might have taken it easy.
Took it easy.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What night?
Just Thursday I did take it easy because I came back here, but I stayed up late.
Yeah,
stayed up too late. I came. No, I was by myself.
Channel your energies.
I was by myself, and I channeled my energies into Age of Empires. I channeled my sexual energy into Age of Empires. And I played it for 4 hours.
That's what fuels all the troops in
Age
of
Empires. Fucking, it is not a good game.
Really,
it's just it's a cell phone game. You literally create. I got to just keep creating guys.
That's so fun.
It's not a good game.
I mean, that's so fun, though.
It's addicting. I can't stop playing it.
What are you're saying there's no strategy to it? Or
no, not really.
It's just you're just massive, just more men. Is it freemium? Can you pay for extra to get some?
Perhaps. I'll look into it.
Check it out. I remember, I had a stop Clash of Clans because I was fucking spending on it. That was the most shameful.
We played that fucking World War One game.
I forgot about that, too.
Like $200 at least just to buy like a battleship and a plane and be like, I'm fucking these dudes up now.
I can't. With the freemium games, I can't stop. I literally cannot. I think they have fake guys, like things they make.
Yeah.
I think they have like plants, basically. There's no way there's
That game was there. Fucking sick.
God, that was so
that
fun.
That was a sick game.
That was so fucking fun.
Remember Beezer played with us and we betrayed him, right?
He was France. Yeah. Beezer was France.
So I got some damning information. I need to tell you this. Remember when you were using dong wax?
Yeah.
Because you had ringworm on your penis? Mm-hmm. I've entered the brotherhood, dude.
Really?
My penis is destroyed.
What happened?
I got fucking ringworm on it.
Ah, it's the worst.
It's disgusting.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
What'd you
now
do?
Now I'm cured.
Lotrimin?
It was last week. Yeah, I got fucking... But it takes a while to cure that thing up, dude.
It takes a long time.
I've never got it on my dick. I usually get it in the crevices on the side, my fat crevices.
Sun your bird?
It's on my bird.
Did you sun it?
No.
These are some good winters, dude. You could pop up on here and sun that thing. Yeah. It helps sun it up. Yeah, get it some sunlight. You got to sun that bird, dude. It shouldn't be illegal, by the way.
Taking your penis out?
Medicinally? If you're medicinally sunning your bird at a beach, it should be like, dude, MYOB.
Yeah.
Like, don't. I'm sitting here in a chair. You're looking down to see my bird.
You need to see your way out of this conversation, dude. Yeah, this is mine.
Yeah.
This is A and B.
It's my penis. Yeah. I think people should get over the whole secrecy of the
dicks. I'm pretty sad about it, though.
What, ringworm?
Yeah.
It sucks. It's not a, you know.
It sucked.
You're done with it now.
Pretty much.
You survived.
It's hanging. It's coming back down. It's good.
Did you at any point have like condom ringworm dick sex?
No, I don't know what happened.
Oh, you just fucking let it ride.
I don't wear condoms.
You let it ride?
Oh. You mean like that with
it? When you had
your... Let's not talk about what I've been up to sexually.
When you had your sergeant's marks, dude.
Let's not talk about that.
I had... That was the saddest... Probably my saddest part of my sexual history. It was like condom, ringworm, dick sex. Although, you know, you got to keep it moving, dude. You got to keep it pushing. Right,
I shouldn't have brought this up.
What?
That I have ringworm on my penis. Because it's not fun.
It happens.
It happens. And as guys, we shouldn't be ashamed to talk about it.
Not at all.
But
also, it's, you know, it's what happens when you're fucking tearing down the walls, dude. You need a little more room. You need more room, dude. When you're hitting those walls like that, it fucking creates friction and the ringworms get in there.
Yeah.
All ringworm, you know where it comes from.
Girls' dirty vaginas.
Yeah.
Ew, they're disgusting.
Petri dish, dude.
Ew.
Absolute petri dish. There are probably, if you like hit it with a big microscope, you would probably never touch a one again. If you could see what was going on in one of those. Do you ever see that episode of the Magic School Bus where they went in the pussy? And they're all like, ew.
They flew up the pussy?
They went in the pussy. They went in one of the kids' pussies.
What the hell, dude?
You didn't see that episode? They went up in the Spanish girl's butthole. Oh, boy.
Wow.
That was fun. That was fun when I got to come down. My eyes keep watering, dude. I don't know why.
You're having fun. That's why. You're happy, dude.
I want two cups of
you're
Joe,
sleepy
dude.
Guy.
Two cups
you're
of Joe.
Two? I knew you were stemmed up. You're being nasty, dude. You're being nasty. That's, I'm sure you were being nasty. That's why that fucking guy got you. Knocked your hat off.
I did have nothing but nasty thoughts.
Wait. Did you say what happened there?
Oh, the guy fucking just literally, I didn't even see it coming, dude. Comes up. Smacked my hat right off my head. And I swear to God, my first thought was like, that's very funny.
It is
very,
very
funny. That dude just pop, didn't touch me, nothing affected
just
me.
Fucking
pop, just pop my hat
on
off.
On the street, in public.
On the street, crowded as hell. And I stopped and I was just like, what the fuck? And then I was like, then I started getting mad and I was like, I walked like half
you
a block.
You didn't know you were stimmed.
Walked
dude.
Half a block and I went, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck? The fuck was that for, pussy? And he literally just like, oh, yeah, what the fuck was that? He just went, deuces.
Fuck.
And I went, pussy. And then I just went, turn around. I'm like, thank God I didn't have to fight that guy. This is a Jack Black dude with no shirt.
He was jacked?
Yeah.
Oh,
no
shit.
Shirt.
He was probably stemmed up too.
Most likely.
Definitely stemmed.
Most likely. In my head, I was like, did he think I was a gay guy? And like, I already said that, but it's in my head, I started being like, fuck. Or did he think I was straight as fuck and was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing down here? As a homeless guy, you kind of got to pick it up a little bit.
What do you mean?
Some gay action.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like, that's
to
on
get
the,
by.
That's on the back of the business card.
Just to get by. That's, you might have to suck and fuck.
That's on the back. That's in the Swiss Army knife of a homeless guy.
Definitely.
It's one of the best moves.
What, sucking?
Yeah, dude.
Sucking to get.
Dude.
You got to get resources.
You want to talk about people squealing, dude.
Those boys end up squealing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real bummer.
Yeah, although that is a diamond in the rough.
Bum raped in a fucking tent.
Yeah, or
just like a bear, dude. Just some guy just like rubbing the walls here and there, like, oh no, don't come in here.
I'm talking about getting brought up in the hotel.
Oh, getting taken up.
Some like fucking, yeah, some like rich 60-year-old gay guy. Spotted him. I mean, he was jacked. He wasn't on the streets for too long.
A pretty woman for a homeless dude.
Exactly.
Richard Gere comes down. He's like,
takes you to the spa.
Jack Black homeless guy. Get up here.
We got to remake it. We got to remake it and have O'Connor as Richard Gere and then have.
This isn't going to be a tough sell, dude. We can get the O'Connor man, dude. He's a sexual pig.
We got to remix Pretty Woman and what was that? Rent. What was the movie where everyone gets AIDS? Pretty Woman, but Richard Gere gets AIDS.
Chris O'Connor gets AIDS.
Yeah. From a gay homeless black guy.
A gay homeless black guy.
And then eventually just goes back to business harder than ever. And is like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
I'm furious that you didn't disclose your status to me.
You have HIV.
You didn't tell me you were positive, dude. I came out of the bathroom. Fucking AIDS.
O'Connor getting AIDS. Just great. Of course I have AIDS. Well, this is great.
I would never have.
You know what's crazy is me and O'Connor both have. We drank every night doing stand up, and then both are like the next day we're always like, we gotta turn this thing around. Every single time we both have such shame about drinking. Yeah.
I mean, it's built into the experience. The next day, it like takes such a taxing, such a toll on you. There's nothing else to do. But
I could feel it last night because I was like, I was a little hungover. I wasn't that bad for the shows.
Yeah.
But when we got done, I was like, all right. Well, I started drinking again.
Yeah.
And like 4 or 5 in, I was like, nice. This is awesome.
I'm online.
Helium rules. This is so fun. And then I caught myself being like, this is how it happens. Then someone was like, you want some Molly? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
No.
That's impressive. That's impressive. That's the alcohol, my critical thinking, my like whatever it's called, my willpower is just out the window.
Yeah.
3 drinks, dude. I'm fucking.
It was, if it wasn't so late, I probably would have.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was already like midnight.
See, what I tend to do when I'm drinking is I'm out, I'm getting drunk, and I will, when I'm like having a good, when they're going down easy, they won't stop. But that's why I keep the edible, like an edible on me or like a vape pen.
It shuts you down.
It's the full circle. Because then when I get so drunk that I'm like, I could probably smoke a whole vape pen. And then I almost do that. And then it's like, what are you doing? Go to bed. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight. You need to start vaping hard as fuck while you're drunk. You might as well.
Vaping weed?
Yeah.
Or
when you're super drunk, weed's really tight.
It kills me.
You can't bug out.
I'll puke.
Puke, dude. You're a rock star up. Dude, have you puked off an edible every time we did a show? That'd be so funny.
Oh, yeah, I had a sad one up